talk very directly to Mrs. Conley, believe me. We publicly, we did all of this, but very directly. And I speak straight from the shoulder, and Kissinger, Henry, can tell you that what I said, and I think you have, if you're not, I have. And so did Rogers. Rogers was very tough on us. Now, Rogers told me he saw you punching. Now, the thing we do is that what we are trying desperately to do is not to allow this terrible tragedy, the agony that you're going through, be a pretext to start a war. We just aren't allowed that. If we can help it, we're also talking with our Soviet friends. At my suggestion, and we've done that. Now, yet I hear every morning, I as Henry will tell you, I'm on the phone, and Sunday I was on the phone. He saw me. I was, you know, we every morning I worry about these things. But what we can do from here needs to be seen. There was one unfortunate thing that announced to the effect that the arms were gave the impression. Because she was here, had nothing to do with that at all.
Does that get included if this is in?
He knows that.
He knows the footage?
You know, I always want to put it back in. But I didn't want you to embarrass me.
Does it address the committee for this decision that you mentioned? This is supposed to be the result of some bureaucratic balance somewhere. He fully appreciates that it could not have been your intention to embarrass him in any way, and he just took it in his tight leg to show that. And he is asking in a fair way, a very sincere decision. He knows the concern you have, sir, for the Pakistan.
I am indeed, let me say, the President has a good friend in me, he has a good friend in Kissinger. Let me be quite candid with you. As I told your former ambassador, as the President knows, there's a huge public relations campaign here. Many of our friends in the other party, and including, I must say, some of the nuts in our own party, soft heads, have jumped on it and completely bought the Indian line. And India has a very great propaganda line. And if you read our press, I mean, you get the whole impression that India is completely right, not affectionate. Now that's shifting a little. India may have overplayed its hand, and I'm talking great candor with you, and this is just for your ears and the President's. The important thing is we know, I know, that this is one of those terrible problems that frankly must be solved by a political solution. It must not be solved by force. And we simply want to play a role which will be helpful and unharmed. We will try to restrain to the extent that we have any influence in Indians. We will do everything we can to try to help you and your cause. That's where we stand here. What we can do, of course, is limited limited by the circumstances. I mean, we don't control the Indians in China. I'd like to give you more encouragement than this, but I'd like to be totally honest.
We realize that Indians are not amenable on a certain point to what you might convey to them, but whatever is conveyed with your authority and prestige, we surely would not be disregarded lightly by the Indians, and I'm grateful you anticipated our desire and have consulted the Russians on this, because if you can carry the Russians with you on the need for maintaining peace in the subcontinent, it might just turn the tide.
I hope so. Well, the Russians, yes. What reaction do you get from our
He claims that they're not sending much military equipment, that they're warning the Indians against precipitate action. And I'm seeing him again later this week. And if this would be one of the high items on my agenda.
But we are, for what effect it has, the Indians are aware that this busts out in the war. They count us out. You see what I mean?
I understand.
That's just the way it's
going. I've also told the Foreign Secretary that in their contacts with the Chinese, they can emphasize to them that we are prepared to discuss joint tactics with them in the UN, for example.
Yes.
Now, the UN
is very...
for talking to the Chinese at the U.S. at this point. That should be your job.
Right.
Now, what on the other hand, we should do the same thing. The difficulty with the U.N. thing, as I would see it, is if you get it into the U.N., and you don't want to go there, but on the other hand, you get it, you don't want to get it in there, and then get that General Assembly, you just don't know how the votes are going to come out. Now, of course, the Chinese are in the Security Council. So,
it's a bad line.
What we want to do,
not a bad line.
It doesn't impress me as being a very good show.
We consulted them on this, and then we repeated the prediction on the 5th of the 3 days. They said that
you were here the 5th of November.
Yes. They said that with the letter we wrote to the Super Second Visit, and I really appreciate it.
You were right after this trip.
Yes, sir. Yeah. And
after the UN vote.
After the UN vote, immediately after that. And,
you said they did good, and appreciate it.
Kim Il-sung's picture being there and being embarrassed and so on. About you, they said that if the Security Council, they said, if you bring up this question, you can fully count on us. But at the same time, they said, the circumstances there will suffer us to use moderate words. But we want you to know that this will not mean that our support to you will be diluted in any way.
They're very clever.
I put it this way, they said,
yeah. This,
for example, we'll say that we regret there's a dispute between India and Pakistan. A peaceful solution must be found. But then they said, at the same time, we will openly accuse India of interfering in Pakistan's internal affairs. That we will go to that extent. But I have been left with a feeling that as their friends, and they've been very good to us, we must also calculate very carefully whether, right from the start, in the Security Council, we should compel them to use their veto if it comes to that on our behalf. It would cause a fail.
And it would come to that.
Because either the Russians would have
used their veto. Well, it would be a lot of embarrassment for them.
Very
situation of their first vote in the Security Council.
And we don't want to embarrass them because they've done everything to be good to us.
Let me just say that all the words and everything are in the sentence, not me, my name is Dr. Christie, will tell you. I, of course, have known the presidents. I mean, President Eisenhower was a great friend of Pakistan's. Since President Eisenhower left, there's been off and on, and so forth and so on, and there was a break of a commitment, I believe there was, the Kennedy break, and of course the Johnson break, and so on and so on. But the one thing you should understand is that there you have in this office at the present time one who has been to your country, he's been to India. I respect both, but you can be very sure that I am appreciative of your friendship, I'm appreciative of our treaty arrangements. I regret the fact that we've had these problems that would not have happened if I'd been here. I believe that we make a deal, we keep the deal. You know, Henry, on that that thing with the promise that was made to Johnson Rands earlier. I'm not saying it's critical of my predecessors, but as I think Dr. Kissinger will tell you, Pakistan and India has been a hot subject in our high councils many times. Which side of right hand?
Seal it, President.